Pope Francis on Wednesday 16th of February was in the capital of Michoacán, Morelia, hotspot of drug-related violence, to meet with young people at the José María Morelos y Pavón Stadium. And when he arrived in what looked more like a golf cart than a Popemobile and made his way over a makeshift lawn, he was greeted by the indigenous people of Michoacán in their traditional embroidered costumes, a splash of yellow, red, blue and a touch of green. And when a few of the 50,000 young people gathered there spoke, they thanked Pope Francis for coming to Morelia and asked him for a word of hope.
Santo Padre, estamos muy contentos de que esté entre nosotros.
One young man, Alberto, highlighted how happy they all were that Pope Francis had come as a messenger of peace and reconciliation, how in Mexico over 30 million young people wish to live in peace.
Papa Francisco.
And then another young man touched on a sore point here. That's to say the high rates of unemployment, which lead many to despair and consequently to avarice, corruption, and the temptation of an easy life at the margins of legality. The victims of the drug trafficking, of violence, of exploitation are on the increase, he said. And the only thing left for many families is to shed tears for the death of our loved ones. Impunity, he explained, has been on the side of those who kidnap, defraud, and kill. Holy Father, he begged, we wish to be builders of peace.
Nosotros queremos ser jóvenes con espíritu evangélico.
We would like our loved ones not to be affected by violence. How can we Catholics receive the peace of Christ and be his messengers like you? It was a moment of sharing and joy, and Pope Francis, who upon his arrival in Mexico had said that one of Mexico's greatest treasures is that it has a youthful face, repeated these words.
Son ustedes la riqueza de esta tierra.
And seemed to draw energy from so much youth. He told the young people they should still believe in dreams, that the principal threat to hope is to allow oneself to believe that one is only worth something when one starts wearing the right clothes, the latest brands and fashions, or when one enjoys prestige or are important because one has money.
La principal amenaza, la esperanza.
But in the depths of one heart, one does not believe that one is worthy of kindness or love. The biggest threat, he went on to say, is when a person feels that they must have money to buy everything, including the love of others. The biggest threat is to believe that by having a big car, you will be happy. You are the wealth of Mexico, you are the wealth of the Church, Pope Francis added. I understand, he insisted, that often it is difficult to feel your worth when you are continually exposed to the loss of friends or relatives at the hands of the drug trade, of drugs themselves, of criminal organizations that sow terror. But hand in hand with Jesus, we can believe it is a lie to believe that the only way to live or to be young is to entrust oneself to drug dealers or others who do nothing but sow destruction and death. You have asked me for a word of hope, he continued, and the one I have to give you is Jesus Christ.
La esperanza que les da Jesucristo.
When it seems that the world is crashing down around you, embrace his cross, draw close to him, and please never let go of his hand. And then the Pope and the young people burst into song and prayer, and after praying, the young people went wild with joy and more song. With Pope Francis in Mexico, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.